Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Fetchers Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. And today we're going to discuss why you need to buy a house.
This is something that we are very passionate about. And the reason is because we have seen so many times how homeownership can positively affect people's lives. We have had the opportunity to work with so many clients who, even when purchasing during a hot seller's market, when other people might think it's not a good time to buy because prices are high. And just a side note, that's actually been my whole career. I got into the business in 2015, and it's been a seller's market the whole time. And even during that time, we've seen clients, and even ourselves included, greatly benefit financially from owning real estate in ways that I just don't think can be done elsewhere. And so that's what today's show is all about. Why you need to buy a house ASAP if you don't already have one. And if you do, just sit back, listen to all of the amazing benefits of home ownership, and you'll just have one more thing to be thankful for today, is that you're a homeowner.
Homeownership's amazing. Mm-hmm. Being a young man, a young individual, especially when we bought our first home, growing up, I remember it was just never on my radar. It was something, you know, when you're a kid, you already have your home usually that you're under. It's set in stone. It's your parents' house. And it's not necessarily yours, but you feel that security. But when you're out of high school, you're in college, you're getting out of college, there's a next step in life, you know, that we all have to take. And that's the one thing that I realized homeownership is. It's one of those things where it's like your own individuality. You know, you got your place, your sanctuary. If you're renting right now, you know, it is your place, but it's not the same.
No,
because your rental, it's not creating you wealth. Mm-mm. That's what I'm looking at.
You know, the whole time I grew up, my parents always rented.
Really?
We never ever owned a home.
My grandpa.
Wow.
Same.
Yeah. It was always rent.
Wow.
And I think about all that money that was wasted.
Dang.
And all the money they could have had if they just stayed in one place and had that home.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. Wow. Well, today we're going to just share a lot of benefits of homeownership. And so if you know somebody who is maybe on the fence about becoming a homeowner, or who thinks real estate's a bad investment, or because I have heard that before, or someone who maybe doesn't want to buy because the market that we're in, then do them a favor and you can find our show online. You can find it on YouTube, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, or look that up wherever you listen to podcasts at, and share this episode with them, because hopefully by the end of the show, you will walk away with some inspiration or some new real estate goals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first benefit is appreciation.
That's a very unique word. Very unique word. Appreciation. When I hear someone say, Spencer, I appreciate you, I think I'm doing a good job, right? It's the same thing with a home.
What does that mean?
When your home is appreciating, it's an appreciation. So it's going up. It's making you look good. It's going to benefit you in life. And that's the beauty of it. Beneficial. And when your home's appreciating, that means it's reflecting on you and your life, because you're attached to your home. So your home is appreciating. Usually that's coming into value, money. It's going to create you wealth for just sitting there.
Yes.
There's nothing better than that. Just sitting there creating wealth. That's amazing to me.
One thing I think about is that they are not, the quote that you hear, they are not making any more land. And by land, I don't just mean like land as in the bare land lot, like even the land that any old house is on. So it is it's a hot commodity. And because of supply and demand and inflation, home prices will go up over time. And one thing that I've been hearing since I got my real estate license, like I said, in 2015, is don't buy right now. Prices are going to tank any day. And obviously that didn't happen. And if you bought in 2015, you could sell right now and make a huge profit. But even, you know, even if you bought a year ago, you could make a profit. Have you been seeing that?
100%. Uh-huh. We've had clients that helped them purchase their first home. First time home buyers, mm-hmm. by the way. If that's you, give us a call. But they sold within 2 years. They'd uh-huh. even wait the 2 years. Uh-huh. Just because their work goals and stuff like that, they just had to relocate. But they made a profit.
Uh-huh.
That's unbelievable. To walk away with a home sale with $20,000 in your pocket over less than 2 years with a real estate commission, no better time to live than that.
You think about all the costs that you have when buying a home, really, and to think that with all of that that goes on, the commissions and everything, and you still make money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's,
I know.
That's
isn't
amazing.
That all the commissions? And yeah.
It used to be, you know, you have to wait 5-10 years to
uh-huh.
do something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's crazy. And okay, I'm about to share something that I think is going to be pretty cool to hear these numbers. But say, you know, you bought a house back in 2015 when everyone, like I said, when I got into the business and everyone was saying, don't buy right now, the market's about to crash. And say it did crash in 2016, right after you bought in 2015. The reason I think that it's okay is because, you know, maybe there will be a small or even a large dip in houses over time. They go up. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I think back to my clients who purchased their house or their parents purchased the house in 1955 when it was new for $5,000. Prices have gone up and down since then, but they're never going to go back down to, you know, eventually over time.
That's a really good point.
So I saw a post. This is what I'm trying to get at. It'll okay. all make sense. Okay. I saw a post on Facebook a while back, and this post was someone was asking everyone to comment how much their home cost, their first house they ever bought, not the one they're living in now. And I would just thought it would be fun to read some of these responses because some of them are pretty crazy to think about. And I'm not going to share, it's going to be anonymous because these are all in the Salem area. So the first one said $84,000 in West Salem in 1998. Then there was $110,000 back in 2002. Sold 2 years later for $150,000. I think it just sold again for $250,000. I should have kept it. The next one said $99,000. 3-bed, 2-bath in South Salem in 1997. The next one was $132,000 in South Salem, now worth $350,000. And then the last one said they bought it for $50,000 and they wished they still owned it.
Yeah, I bought a little single bedroom house and Anacortes, Washington for $6,000.
Wow.
And I bought a duplex in about 1978. I bought a duplex in Astoria.
Wow.
A duplex, two-story duplex, nice-sized building for $11,900.
Wow.
I mean, those were pretty incredible Dang. Times back then. But for me, you know, think about what they're worth probably today.
Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh.
It's That's just amazing.
Incredible. What year did you buy the one for, you said $5,000 or $6,000?
$6,000 had to be 1968, 69, somewhere
wow.
in there.
I don't yeah. think we're ever going to see those numbers anymore.
Right.
But imagine if you kept that investment
oh
to this
gosh.
Day.
Oh
you know
gosh.
What I mean? And that's,
and I keep saying to myself, "What? Why did we sell these things?"
Right. And just like in these comments, that's exactly what
yeah.
a
yeah.
lot of these
a
people
lot of
said.
Them are saying, yeah.
The last comment, they bought for $50,000 and they say, "Wish I still owned
well,
it."
A year and a half. Now, you're talking about inflation and
uh-huh.
stuff.
Uh-huh.
I bought that house for the duplex for $11,900,
mm-hmm.
and a year and a half later, I sold it for $39,900.
Wow.
What?
You know, over doubled my...
Unbelievable.
Dang, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so there are times, you know, we got a hot time now, but I sold it at a hot time. And then we went just shortly after that into that high interest rates and things
oh.
kind of went down. And so... it was interesting to see what happened and all of that, but I sold just at the right time if you're going to sell at
wow.
that time.
And,
I love
and we're talking
about that.
Because if you don't own a home, this can't happen until you do mm-hmm. own a home.
Yeah.
That's why
and
we're discussing
gonna
this today.
You're going to live somewhere anyway. And that's
yes.
only the first point. We have a lot of other ones, so we'll get to them after we go to break.
we should do that, I suppose. I want to remind you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about why you need to buy a house.
our second reason why you need to buy a house is because you can sell it whenever you please. And what I mean by this is something I hear a lot from millennials or younger people who are not wanting to buy is because they don't want to buy because they don't want to settle down yet, or they don't know where they want to live. They want to hop around. And in their, to me, it sounds like they're saying that they feel like once you buy a house, that means you're stuck there. You're stuck somewhere in a certain town maybe. But I think that people don't realize how easy it is to just sell the house, or you have so many options. It can be a rental, an Airbnb. There's so many things you can do, and you can sell it whenever you want. You can do whatever you want with it in that area. So you're definitely, you're never stuck. The next reason why it might be a good idea for you to buy a house is mortgage reduction builds equity. Each month, part of your monthly payment is applied to your loan's principal balance, which reduces your obligation. The way that amortization works is more of your payment goes towards the principal and less towards the interest each month. The amount of your payment going towards the principal is the lowest on your first payment and the highest on your last payment. The longer you're in the home, the more equity you're building with each payment that you make. It's pretty good feeling, don't you think?
Yeah,
you have anything
it's a
to
great
add?
Feeling. No, you're saying it all.
Okay. Another reason why it's a good idea to buy a house is capital gains exclusion. So what that means is as long as you've lived in your home for two of the past 5 years, you can exclude up to $250,000 for an individual and $500,000 for a married couple of the profit from capital gains when you sell it. You do not have to buy a replacement home to or move up to be able to use this and benefit from it. And you can actually exclude the above threshold from taxes every 24 months, which means you could sell every 2 years, pocket your profit, and not be taxed on it.
I was going to ask that question. How often could you do that?
Every 24 months.
Wow, so, that's pretty cool. I have messed up on that one, haven't I?
Okay, the next reason is you'll pay less taxes and save money. You can deduct the interest you pay on your mortgage from your taxable income. New homeowners with recent home loans tend to get the greatest tax benefit from this. The newer the mortgage, the higher the interest payment each month, and that means the greater the tax breaks. Real estate taxes are deductible, providing great benefits to homeowners. Homeowners often find that owning a home costs sustainably less than renting a home because of this.
You know what's shocking?
What?
Is when you look at there and you see how much interest you're paying and little in the beginning went to principal. You know, it's like, holy cow, it's going to take forever. But if you stick with it and stay mm-hmm. for a few years, all of a sudden those numbers start flipping a little bit. But
yep.
It does take time. But it's scary when you see the big number for interest
right.
and the little number, even at these low interest rates, it's
I
still
know.
That. And you look at it and go, and I did what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying the bank a lot of money right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I have to remember that principal's still landing there. And the other hand, you're also getting the fact that the houses are improving in price too.
Inflation and everything. Yeah, no, that's a really good
point. But if you aren't educated and you don't understand that,
yeah,
that can be really scary the first time you look at it.
That could scare someone away from buying a house.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is so true.
But you got to look at and understand, like you said, over time, the principal grows and the interest
mm-hmm.
shrinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very true. Mm-hmm. The next point is that you can do whatever you want with it. You know, if you want to knock down a wall or put up wallpaper or do really anything. You landscape the yard however you please. It is your home and nobody is going to stop you.
How many times? I rented a lot early on. And, you know, all these restrictions. You only have one pet, you know, and it can't be a cat.
Yeah.
It's got to be a dog.
Yep.
And then you can't put any nails in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't like the way this room's. You can't paint it without our approval. All that kind of stuff.
That's huge.
Yeah
that's very true. And the next benefit of being a homeowner is you have peace of mind. And what I mean by that is it's a really great feeling knowing that your rent isn't going to be raised all of a sudden, or your landlord isn't going to put a for sale sign in the property and you're going to have to find somewhere else to go before you're ready. When it's your home, you know, obviously no one's going to kick you out in that way. Yeah. You own it. The next benefit, and this is actually the last one that we're going to talk about today, even though there are many more, it's forced savings. A portion of your payment each month will go to the principal of the loan, like we were saying earlier. This shouldn't be considered a cost, but a savings plan in a way. You're just paying yourself by building equity, and this will be extremely useful when you're ready to sell down the road.
You know what I like about this is you put the money down. The money's in there. It's all already there. Uh-huh. It's not like a savings account where you have to keep refeeding it.
Yeah.
You have to make your payments, but you put your money down and that house is gaining equity much faster than if you were putting this money in the bank and trying to accrue wealth that way.
Oh, yeah.
It just takes forever to get that to grow.
Right.
You know?
That's so true.
Yeah. You know, in fact, a lot of people will say, you know, start really, really young and put $50 or $100 in the account. And by the time you're at retirement age, you might have a significant amount of money in there. You can do it a lot faster with buying a house and seeing what's going with not only what you're acquiring from your payments and the principal building, but what's accruing from just the cost of houses rising.
Yeah. Right. And you can actually put more money on top of your monthly payment, shortening your loan span and reducing your owings by years. I know a lot of people that do that. They maybe put $100 more towards their mortgage, $200 more. There's a lot of loan calculators out there for you to let you know on a 30-year loan, you could actually pay it off in 15 years.
And that works actually your favor the earlier you do that because the principal's being paid, the interest is being paid on.
Right.
A little faster, you get a little better principal out of all that.
That's a good
It pays off a lot earlier.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break then, and we'll be back. We got an interesting story, I think, from Spencer coming up here, and then we're going to talk about the tip of the week, too. You can call Spencer and Mariah at the Vetros Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetros Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And we've been talking about why you need to buy a house. And we're also talking a little bit about maybe the tip of the week.
So what examples do we have of clients that maybe you could share a little bit about that we've seen a benefit from home ownership before in the past?
Yeah. One quick story. Mm-hmm. When it comes to home ownership, there's been quite a bit of clients that Mariah and I represent over the years. But there's like been a few just within the last, I'd say year and a half, that's been kind of routine for us. And it's usually coming from a 55 and over crowd that's looking to downsize. But also there's the, sadly, but truly the divorcees. They usually have a kid with them. It's a single parent now, and they just need to move on and get out of their situation. Some of them are boyfriend and girlfriend. They've split up and they just need a place to live. And what I can do and attest to that is we have sometimes, I wouldn't say we have saved their lives, but a home has saved their life. Literally. They've fled from a domestic abuse, violence, stuff like that. And they just needed to get out of their current situation. I had this individual, she was from the Portland metro area, and she just needed a home. She had a, I believe, fifth grader and single mother at this point. And she said, Spence, I need your help. But her budget was just so minimal. Her house price is actually one of the lowest house prices that I've been able to get under contract since then. And it was, I believe, at $235,000.
And this was how long ago?
I don't even think it's been
a year.
I don't even think it's been a year. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So we're at that mark, though. It's just about a year. And we actually got her under contract not using a conventional loan, but an FHA loan at $235,000. And that was the hunt that we just didn't.
That's a rough
one. You know, what I always tell people is don't be discouraged. And I say that for a reason. Mm. Because I've had so many clients in these situations, whether you're older, younger, middle-aged, we've kind of worked with it all. And that's the beauty of what Mariah and and I have done at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. We've represented those million-dollar clients. We've represented those manufactured home clients. Mm-hmm. We've represented the single-family home, regular residential client.
Bear land.
Bear lands as well. I'm working a contract right now on Independence, which I will get to. Hopefully, Mariah can do that after tip of the week.
Yeah.
But we have set people up mm-hmm. with home ownership that has really, really needed it. And what I can say is it has truly changed their life because it gave them a stable place to live. And if you got a child, that's what I care about.
You know, what we really, what I like to hear is it's really your mission mm-hmm. in trying to help and lift people up. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing that because a lot of times it's just about sales. I got to make a sale. I got to make a sale. And it sounds to me like it's more about people for you. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you got to make a little money along the way too. But if you can lift people up and help them, that sounds so cool to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was that situation. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love that. That is so cool. So I will share the real estate tip of the week now, and that is do not switch jobs, quit your job, or start a new job while you are in escrow. And the reason I bring this up is because we actually just had a sale fail.
I was going to say this is familiar.
Unfortunately, we just had a client do this after being warned not to by their lender, and they did it anyway, and we were right to closing, already had inspections, already had negotiated repairs, had the appraisal. The seller had moved out, was headed to Florida. These buyers were moving from out of state, ready to move the family into the home. And we should be closed now. But unfortunately, we had a sale fail that didn't have to happen because they decided to quit their job and apply for a new one in the middle of the escrow process. So if you're thinking about buying a home, don't do that.
I have a question. Yes. What were they thinking?
I don't think they were.
Well, they blamed us, too. Yeah. That was the hard part. Ultimately, in the end, we got fired. They basically got fired from their contract, but we are no longer representing them because they decided, hey, it's your guys' fault. Even though they were told in the beginning of the transaction not to do it, and they did it out of fear.
Right.
I don't hold anybody, you know, at fault there. It is what it is. People got to move on. But we got to understand when a professional, whether it's a lender, whether it's us, the real estate professional, is asking you, kind of advising you, because that's our job, advising you not to do stuff. Don't do it.
It's for a reason.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, Spencer, real quick, you have a property you wanted to tell us
about. I do. It's the new listing of the week. Haven't really done those in a while. This will be a bare piece of land in Independence, Oregon. It's going to be located at 9945 Wells Landing Drive here in Independence, Oregon. It is on 7.5 acres.
Wow.
And I call it a plug and play lot. You're ready to plug and play.
Is it buildable?
It's buildable. Mm. You got your well. You got your septic. The well's pushing about 19 gallons per minute. If you have a bigger pump, it can go all the way up to 70 to 84 gallons per minute from what I'm told.
Wow.
This thing can produce and irrigate the whole property. It's all fenced and the septic is in a 1,000-gallon tank. And it's got 200 amp electrical ready to hook up. All you need to do is get pre-approved.
Do we have a price?
We got a price, $350,000. Contact me today at 503-507-3666. Let's get it shown and sold to you.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence of 1430 KYKN. You can hear the show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening. Mm-hmm.